It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
It is a time once again to shine our community spotlight. And this week it's on the Black Cultural Zone. Carolyn Johnson, the CEO of the Black Cultural Zone, is our guest as Juneteenth is right around the corner. Carolyn, I want to start with that because just a couple of years ago, it became a federal holiday. I know it had been a state holiday for much of the country, but how important was that for the African-American community to see President Joe Biden sign that into legislation to make Juneteenth, in this case, June 20th, that Monday, a national holiday?
It was amazing that at the national level, there was recognition of something that was a national trauma for our community. The fact that we were enslaved for so many centuries, and then ultimately when we were freed, not all of us knew about it for years to come. So to acknowledge that, to put it at a national level, was critical so folks can really know the full story of our country.
And one thing that President Biden said at the time, he said, we can't ignore our most painful moments. We have to embrace them. That had to be powerful words for your community.
It was excellent. And I think we have embraced it. We've lived with it. We've known it. It's been our secret, our story. And it's interesting to watch even now the celebrations that are going on, the awareness that folks did not have. So it was critical that we as a country talk about our full history, embrace it, and then figure out where you can go. I always say you need truth, you need reconciliation, and then you can have reparations, and then you can reimagine the country. But without the truth, you can't get to a reimagined country where we are all welcome and we're all loved.
Carolyn, you've got a lot of events coming up in the coming days inside the Black Cultural Zone, but it doesn't happen unless you're able to put together, you know, the physical space known as Liberation Park. Can you explain the history of getting that put together and how important that was, that first step to have this area to tell the stories and to have a gathering place for members of the African-American community?
Absolutely. Liberation Park is a space that we have licensed from the city of Oakland. It was a vacant lot for 15 years, but it really sort of mirrored the decline of the Black community in East Oakland from a vibrant Eastmont Mall to one where it was literally vacant. And it really was important that we hold place for Black people. The Black Cultural Zone was formed because there was a decline in the Black business presence and the Black physical presence, residence presence in Oakland. And so Liberation Park, we've taken it from a vacant lot. We've made it a cultural community and economic hub that is vibrant, that is safe, and it's really bringing back a safe space for Black people and all of those who love us. So it was critical to get this space, and not only just to lease the space, but we're on a path to own that space to develop affordable housing and a permanent market hall, because we are here in Oakland, we've been here, and we're gonna be here in the future.
Okay, now it gets busy because you've got a big weekend coming up right around Juneteenth. I looked at the website and there are so many different interesting things that are happening for the Black community. I'll let you kind of take the ball and run with it. And I know there's a lot going on, so fill us in on everything.
Absolutely. So we have joined with over 25 organizations to really activate Oakland for Juneteenth weekend. We call it Liberation Weekend. It starts on Wednesday night. We're announcing our healing hub. It will open up on Wednesday, the first healing hub. You'll come and you'll experience meditation, yoga, drumming circles, men's circles. On Thursday, we have events as well. We'll be having the Sankofa Living Museum at Eastmont Mall. It really is a living sort of story around our travel from Africa to East Oakland and what has happened in between. On Friday, we'll have two events, Town Nights at Arroyo Viejo, a carnival, family carnival with a movie night for kids. And at Liberation Park, we're gonna have a grand opening celebration for Liberation Weekend, for Show Fridays, which is our food trucks, our skating as well. We have the only outdoor wooden roller skating rink in the country in Oakland and Eastmont Mall. We'll also kick off our movie night as well. On Saturday, we'll have the Mo Roots Festival. We'll also have another scraper bike scavenger hunt ride from the shoreline to 90th Street. We're gonna have the Afrofuturism Festival closing down 90th Street between East 14th Street and Bancroft. That's all happening on Saturday. On Sunday, we will have the best Tacoma Market that you've seen all year. So we'll be celebrating Black fathers, Black graduates. We're going to have a DJ at our roller skating rink bringing Detroit house music to Oakland. We're going to have a concert as well. And we're actually kicking off the second time. We're going to have a extended skating. So our skating used to go from 4 to 7. It's going to go from 4 to 8:30. And then on Monday, we ended at Castlemont High School, my alma mater, my high school, with a community festival, a luncheon, a barbecue, and a fashion show. And then we will rest.
Carolyn Johnson joining us. She's the CEO of the Black Cultural Zone. Yes, it's extremely busy this weekend, and that is important coming up. But Carolyn, I think people also need to know that it's ongoing through the summer. You've got several series that people, if they can't participate, or even if they can't participate this weekend, that they can still come back for a lot more happening all summer.
Absolutely. Every Sunday we skate from 4 to 8:30 at Liberation Park. Every first and third Sunday, we have the Acoma Outdoor Certified Cultural Farmers Market. Friday nights on, we have For Show Friday, we have food trucks, we have skating, and occasionally on the third and fourth Fridays, we'll have a movie series. But from June 17th to the middle of July, we'll have a movie night every Friday night, outdoors, under the stars, in the park at Liberation Park. And Wednesdays, first and third, we'll have the Healing Hub. Come and learn how to meditate, do yoga, and really get some health and wellness centered in Blackness, centered in ethnicity, and centered in love. We do plan to activate Liberation Park every night of the week in the summer, but right now, Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday, and Sunday night, we'll be there.
Carolyn, you went through all the events so easily, but for people that are listening that may have kind of caught them a little off guard, explain the website and how easy that is to navigate and what they can find at the website.
Absolutely. BlackCulturalZone.org is updated every week with upcoming and current events. You can also find us on our social media at Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. So BlackCulturalZone.org is the place to go to find out what's happening every week at Liberation Park. And there's something for everyone every week.
What has it been like to bring the community together? I mean, you've got so many different things happening, and the stories that you must be able to tell about people certainly wanting a space like this, being able to celebrate a space like this, and maybe sitting on the sidelines for a period of time. And now that this is here, they get a chance to enjoy, maybe even explain some of how they're connected to everybody in the Black community.
Yeah, you know, I say, again, I'm born and raised in East Oakland, so I call Liberation Park every time I go a reunion. I see people I haven't seen in a while. I see people I see every week. And it's really just a safe space in the heart of East Oakland, where you go, where your kids are running around. You may not know where they are, but you know they're safe, right? You got food to eat. You got things to purchase. You really are circulating the dollar within the Black community and supporting the Black community. It's fun. It's a festival. It's a reunion. But one of my favorite stories about Liberation Park is that it came from a dirt lot. We have installed grass areas. The very first time we had the grass area, a young kid was laying on his back. I was walking by, he grabbed my hand and he insisted that I lay down with him and just watch the clouds go by. He felt so safe, he felt so comfortable that we laid and watched the clouds go by. How often has that happened in East Oakland in the last 15 years? So it's safe, it's fun, it's family, it's a reunion, and you just don't want to miss it.
You know, it's a home run away from the Coliseum. Can you explain the connection that the Black Cultural Zone has with the Oakland Athletics and how important that is for you?
Absolutely. Again, growing up in East Oakland, I remember the tickets. I remember going to the games. I remember that was the one thing you could do that was inexpensive, relatively speaking, and your whole family could go. The athletics are a part of the soul of East Oakland and of Oakland proper. And it's just the other side of 73rd. So Eastmont Mall is at 73rd and Foothill and MacArthur, and you go straight down towards the airport, you get to the Coliseum. It's a straight shot, and it's a part of who we are in East Oakland and Oakland as well.
The key word you mentioned about being in the space is safe. And as we know, there are times that we're waking up to things that are unimaginable and everywhere in our country. When you are able to powerfully use that word safe for families, for kids, for parents, for grandparents, knowing that that is probably the most important thing that you put together there, what does that mean for you, Carolyn?
You know, it means that we are safe with each other. We have security there. Nothing has ever happened at Liberation Park. We have security that you see and that you don't see. More importantly, it reminds me of who Oakland was. It was a village. You may not see your kid, but I see your kid. You may not be able to get something for them to eat, but we'll get you something to eat. People will eat, they will dance, and they will hug each other. And we're looking out for each other. Everyone is protected and safe, and you can just be you. You can express yourself, your Blackness, your ethnicity, without judgment. There won't be people calling the police on us for playing our music too loud or barbecuing outside. Because Oakland is changing, but one place that you can feel safe for whomever you are in East Oakland, your culture, your community, it can be expressed there without judgment and without the fear of reprisal.
How wide do the eyes get when members of the Black community go there for the first time and they see the, you know, the Acoma Outdoor Market and just everything that that entails? And I can't imagine the swell of memories that go through every person in a different way, because it brings back smiles and great memories for them in their times.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize what's there. They drive past there and they've been used to driving by, and it was a lot. We've got it covered with murals that say liberation on all sides. And sometimes you don't know what's in there, but when you walk in there and the first thing you see are vendors all over the place, and you see the big skating rink, 5,000 square foot skating rink, you see the art, the murals that reflect who you are, you see the people, the grass, and you're like, what? I did not know this was here. It's a pleasant surprise. I would call it an oasis. And again, I have memories of East Mama. We used to go there every Sunday for something. And you do begin to remember what was, you remember what happened. And the great thing is that it is a little insight as to what can be, that we are going to be there and we can create our reality ourselves together to make it work for us.
Carolyn, when some people are listening to this and they go to the website, blackculturalzone.org, are there ways that they can not just see the events, but potentially get involved in certain ways?
Absolutely. You're able to identify if you want to be a vendor and sale. There are links there as well. If you want to have an event, this is a place you can rent a space for your birthday party. There are signs there as well if you want to volunteer. If you're looking to work with the Black Culture Zone, we are hiring event ambassadors and crew, and also all of the events that are there. But please sign up for our newsletter on the site, because you'll get that information every week. We have an overview of opportunities for work, all of the events that are happening, other resources for the community. It's your one-stop newsletter for what's happening in the Black community in East Oakland.
What encourages you the most, Carolyn, about moving forward? You've established this great area, this great space. You talked about getting to the point where housing would be next on the horizon. Aside from that, what are some things that excite you about where this began, where it is now, and where it can go moving forward?
You know, I think the forces of displacement and gentrification are tough in the Bay Area and East Oakland and Oakland, because it's such a prime location. And I think folks felt like there was nothing that can be done. It's just going to happen. And I think by taking a stand and saying we were here when it was tough, we're here now, and we're going to be here in the future with specific actions and not just talk is important. We are developing 120 units of affordable housing. We are going to develop a permanent market hall. We are developing Black Cultural Zone visitor centers. Our goal is to have 10 Black Cultural Zone hubs in East Oakland alone, and work with our brothers and sisters in East, West Oakland, North Oakland, and other places. So the distinct thing that was really valuable was that it turned from this lot that was run over, and it's amazing now. And what it gave our people was hope that anything was possible. And now they're telling me ideas. They had the idea for the roller skating rink. It was like, okay, because they now believe that it's possible. And once you can get the belief back and the hope back, anything is possible.
Carolyn, you have a background in real estate. And you know, as you mentioned, this is home. This is your community. That said, it still takes a lot of inspiration to be somebody that looks at this project and wants to tackle the project and see it through. Why was this so important to you?
You know, it was important to me because this country is built on real estate. It's not necessarily complicated, but it is important to know how to do it, to be able to connect with the resources to do it, and to know that all of this is a risk. People really have to be fearless, and they have to take action, and they have to try. So I know that that's possible. Our people are so creative and so resilient and so resourceful that we want to focus that on really being able to hold place. And place in this country means you have to hold assets. And so for me, just being blessed to have that background in real estate, commercial real estate and development for over 30 years, and being born and raised in East Oakland, Highland Hospital, the Casamont, you can't get more East Oakland than that, is that it's not rocket science, but it's just a matter of really pulling the resources together, being on the side of right, and being able to have the technical skills as well as the passion to pull that together to organize the community to really hold place. And we got this.
Carolyn, as we wind this down again, we want people to go to the website, blackculturalzone.org. It gives you all the information on what's happening during Liberation Weekend. But just for you one more time, because I know it brings a gigantic smile to your face, just a quick reminder of what the people are about to experience this weekend and how important it is for the Black community to be there and enjoy this as you celebrate Juneteenth.
Yeah, Juneteenth, Liberation Weekend is to really celebrate our creativity, our brilliance, our inventiveness, our makers, our entrepreneurship, our arts and our culture and our dance, and most importantly, what it feels like to be free and what it feels like to be liberated and what it feels like to do so in a country where that wasn't always the story. So get ready.
I think they will be. Carolyn Johnson, CEO of the Black Cultural Zone, thank you so much for giving us the information. Looking forward to a great weekend, not just this weekend, but a great summer and continued growth with the Black Cultural Center. And thanks for joining us in our community spotlight.
Thanks for having us.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.